Blog Talk Radio. Okay.
Making you feel
guilty for them loving you or doing an act of love, which is absolutely wrong. You don't want that to happen. That's a sign that should cause you to be on alert and take a look at that and maybe refocus on something different in that relationship, or bring it to that person's attention. Y'all talk about it, okay? Number two, he or she forces his insecurity or their insecurities on you. Well, they make you feel like, you know, I see a lot of this in relationships where it's not really that serious. It's boy-girl relationship where they haven't got married or just got married, where their insecurities are at a place where they say things like, you know, I'm sorry I acted that way, but I'm scared you'll leave me because I've been hurt in my past, or I've been cheated on before, or my ex-girlfriend had a best friend as a male and they ended up cheating together, so I don't want you to have any male friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not a good thing. That's what happened to you. That doesn't mean I'm going to do it to you, you know, in the future. So don't put that on me. You know, don't put that weight on me. And it's important that you guys understand that. That is an insecurity that they will try to manipulate you with. And then number three, he or she makes you doubt yourself, where you get to a point where they've corrected you on every decision that you've ever made in your relationship. You know, and to be honest with you, earlier in our relationship, my wife and I had to revamp and refocus on some things because my wife, she was and she's going to get mad when I say this, but she was good at two shoes, you know, and I was an old thug on the street. And so I knew street. She knew home and nice and sweet. And so we made a good couple because she needed some thug in her life, which is a cool thing. I ain't mad at that. I found myself, actually, I didn't even recognize it until she brought it to my attention. But I found myself correcting everything that she did, saying, you know, trying to make a correction on it to a point sometimes where, you know, she would doubt herself in the decisions that she would make because she was expecting a correction. And she brought it to my attention. And I'm like, wow, you know what? I'm sorry I did that to you. Because her decisions were not wrong. It might not be to the way I want things to be, but it's not wrong. So that's what you got to consider in a relationship. And I told someone today, we were talking about relationships, and I said to them that most marriages will last and be absolutely wonderful if we would change from being selfish to selfless, that we will not want to have things our way. It's not going to kill you if it's not done your way. If you do it the other person's way, as long as we do it together, and that's the beautiful thing. Wouldn't you agree, babe?
Oh, yeah, as long as it's together and it's mutual.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So we in this thing together. You know, we ride together. We die together. That's a quote from somewhere. I can't remember right now. But anyway, all right, so he or she makes you doubt yourself. That's important that you understand that you have the confidence to do what you do based on what you do, not based on what the other person wants you to do. All right, number four, he or she makes you responsible for their emotions. Now, this is a tricky one because I am an advocate for, you know, as a husband and a wife, I'm an advocate for being the source of strength and the source of happiness for your spouse. You know, let me help you understand that. My job as my wife's husband is to make her happy. I am the person, when she's sad, she should look to me and get happiness. She should look to me and get joy. Now, I'm not taking Jesus or God out of the equation. So don't think that is where it ultimately comes from. But God entrusted me with an angel to live with me, to bring me happiness here on earth. So it's my job to ensure her happiness as well. So it's my job to do that. However, it's not my job to be responsible for her emotions. You know, she has her own way of doing things, and her joy and her happiness, when I've done all I can do, you can't make me feel bad because I didn't do something the way you wanted me to do it. That you're trying to control my life. You know, and that's wrong. You cannot do that. So don't let that happen to you. That should be a red flag that go up in the air for you and to say, hey, something's wrong here. You might want to take another look at that. And I think we all should. When you get to a point where you know, you're emotional because your spouse, you're feeling bad or you're feeling good, and you want your spouse to adjust to who you are and the way you are. You're two different people. That's what makes you a couple. So sure, I'm gonna make you happy. That's my job. But I am incapable of you know, completely being everything and turning things around when you won't submit and help me to do that with you, not for you, but with you. That's important.
And then also, it's also important too, if a person is having a bad day, and let me preface it by saying, remember that these are 8 signs of manipulation in a relationship. It could be singles, it could be married people, mm-hmm. it could be a brother, a sister, it could be a cousin, uncle, a daddy, it could be anybody. So it's just 8 signs of manipulation in relationships.
Right.
So it could be from anybody. But that thing about being responsible for someone else's emotions is very dangerous. It's not fair. It's disrespectful for if a person's angry or mad that they blame you for. So it's your responsibility to get them back on cloud 9. That's not our responsibility. They have to take some responsibility to what made them angry or what made them upset and own that and dismiss that in their own lives, because that will wear you out as a person to try to always make somebody else try to find out what made them mad and then try to correct the problem when you had nothing to do with it.
Right. Excellent. Excellent. Excellent point, babe. Excellent point. All right. Awesome. Number 5, he or she makes you believe that you want what they want. Hey, you know, I got to be honest with you. When I shared that last week, I think that was one of the ones that one of the questions came off. But, you know, it's one thing to be in a relationship with a person and they feel a certain way about a certain thing and you feel a certain way about a certain thing. But what's not normal is for you to completely set aside how you feel about a situation to take on and say, I agree with that other person. Now, I've seen that happen so much in marriages and relationships and friendships. I've seen people just go along with somebody because of who that person is. Well, let me tell you, when you do that for so long, it wears you down to a point where you explode. And you know, you end up responding in a very negative way to something real small. And they'll say, man, that was so small. Why did you blow off like that? And you'll say, but I've been carrying this for so long. And then they're going to say, well, why didn't you tell me? So let me tell you something. Don't carry that. You got to keep moving, baby. You got to make sure they know that, hey, that's not how I believe. I respect your belief, but that's not how I believe. And you got to come to a mutual place or you respect one another. Okay? That's important. Which moves us to number 6. Get ready for number 6. He or she will try to use the power of suggestion on you. And it could be in a marriage, a friendship, or whatever the case may be. They will try to use the power of suggestion, especially if they know you're gullible and they're trying to play on your emotion. Let me give you the definition of the power of suggestion. It is the process by which a physical or mental state is influenced by the suggested thoughts or ideas from somebody else. Something like this. And guys, I got to be honest with you. We do this all the time and it's wrong. But we try to put this on our females, on our spouses, on our significant others. We'll say something like, hey, my boys are hanging out tonight. They're gonna watch the football game, you know, at Shooters or at Cape Back Jack's or at some particular restaurant. But I told them that's okay, you are off tonight, I'm gonna hang out with you. And so we kinda leave it like that, hoping that she's gonna say, well, I can go hang out with the girls. You go ahead, you know, I want you to hang out. I want you to be with your boys. It's okay. And we do that to try and manipulate people to do that kind of stuff, to make sure our females do that. Or here's how females will do it. They'll say stuff like, wow, they finally put that purse on sale, but I don't get paid the next Friday, so I didn't worry about it. Or they'll say stuff like, man, my nails look a mess. Well, oh well. Hoping that you're going to, I don't know, my wife's looking at me crazy. What do you think, babe?
We do those things. We do those things. We say it's not manipulation, especially when you're in a good good relationship with your partner or whoever it is. But at the same time, it is a form of manipulation because we should just go come straight out and ask. Whether it's the guys wanting to hang out with the football game or whether I want the purse and it's on and I don't get paid the next Friday, we should just ask. But sometimes you feel awkward because you don't have it at the time. So you try to put those little suggestions out there. So it is a power of suggestion.
Yeah, we all have done it. And if you say you haven't, you're telling a lie. You all have done it, and that's the truth. And so, but now.
But you have to be careful, though. A little a little suggestion here and there is fine. But if a person is doing it extreme, at an extreme level, or all the time, you have to be able to say, you got to get be able to say no.
Yeah.
You got to be able to identify what is going on and how often, how it's making you feel, whether you're feeling disrespected because they're putting their power over on you to try to manipulate you to say or do what they want you to do. So you have to be careful with that.
Yeah, and be careful about that crying and pounding. No, that's not a good way to do that. You can't try to manipulate a person by adding tears to it. The crocodile tears doesn't work. It's important that you stay aware, that you keep your radar up for those kind of suggestions, okay? All right, number seven. Hey, guys, and anytime if you have a question or a comment, you're welcome to chime in. The time is short, so I'm trying to get through these before the end and not ask a question. But if you have a question, by all means, I wanna hear what you have to say. It's important. Any questions or comments, you're welcome to chime in. And on the chat room as well, you're welcome to type it in as well. And any questions or comments on number one? All right, if you have one, by all means, let me know. If not, we're going to keep rolling on to the next one, okay? All right, number seven. Now, this is a biggie. I know I'm probably going to get some comments on this one. He or she will use sex, S-E-X, to get what they want or make you do what they want you to do. You know, I'll be honest. This tickles me. I'll be honest with you. Baby, you can use sex on me anytime you want to get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
No. Realistically, you gotta be careful about that because that's what you know. It is. I do use that when I'm talking to people based on the couple I'm talking to, and they're coming for coaching. I will tell you this: it's easier to talk, and both people are relaxed and submissive to each other when you're talking after sex. You know, not during the process, but after, when you can get things on the table. I mean, when you've had a great round of sex, if you will, and your significant other has been doing some stupid stuff, and you say, hey, baby, can I talk to you about something? You know, you're laying on their chest or you're caressing them or spooning with them. And they say, yeah, sure. And you share what has taken place and try to come up with suggestions to fix it. You do not do the blame game. You do not attack their character or personality, but you work out a way to talk to them and ask them a question and work out solutions, or you ask them for their opinion. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, this is good. This is really good. It's important that you do not use sex as a weapon or tool to try to manipulate the person to perform acts for them, and that's definitely wrong. And I'm curious to know, have you ever, you know, done that before, or you ever had it done to you and you know, maybe you didn't think it was being done to you and then it finally was? Let me know your thoughts. Babe, that's a question for you. You ever did that before, or you ever think I did it to you or outside of me? Just curious.
Of course.
Tell me about it.
Everyone has done it at least one time. At least one time. I mean, we know that if we put it on them good, as we say, we know that that we can pretty much get whatever we want, because some men are kind of just gullible like that. That's, we know that's what they want, so we give it to them, and then of course we ask for or get whatever it is that we want after that, because we know that the mood is set right.
Yeah, absolutely. Y'all wiggle y'all butt, y'all dance, y'all do what y'all do. And, but I ain't mad, baby. You keep doing it, get what you want, girl. All right, number eight. Hey, he or she will spend your money or use your resources while they keep theirs. Man, that is so unfair. That's why I'm an advocate for, number one, putting your money together. You know, and it almost goes without saying that it's one thing to be nice or to be a gentleman, but it's another thing when you take advantage of a person, man. You don't want to do that's not fair. You don't want to do that. Men or women, you know, you don't want to take people out on a date. And the guy, I mean, I've seen this on several shows, and I use it again in my coaching. I think that the movie was maybe Two Can Play This Game or Three Can Play This Game, where Monique was in there, and she had this old dude. He was playing cards, and he said, "Baby, let me get $100." And she's like, "No." She goes, and he was like, "You know I love you, you know, and whether he had money or not, I don't know, but the fact that what Monique said was, yeah, what it implied is that he was able to get what he want because he put it on her so good, and he knew that. So he took advantage of that, and he would keep his stuff and spend hers. Well, that, again, all of this is not a relationship, man. This is manipulation. This is somebody. This is almost prostitution. This is somebody just doing whatever they can do to get your stuff and save theirs. That is unfair, and it's very selfish in a relationship. I'll go broke for my wife. You know, I will. Whatever she wants, it's hers. I'll defer. But what I don't want to see happen is that I deferred and decided I'm not going to, you know, use her. I'm going to spend my money, and I'm going to help her out because she needs something. Only find out that I'm broke, and she got a whole bunch of money. And ask me while I'm broke. No, that's not fair. It's not fair that you do that at all. And I think ladies would do that more than men. I could be wrong, but you tell me. I believe ladies use that more so than men. That they expect us to be gentlemen. They expect us to have a certain way. They expect us to spend our money. Now, when you're dating, you're trying to gain that woman's interest, then sure, I understand that. I understand that you being a gentleman, I understand that you're paying for it. But it got to come a time where we be fair, and ladies, you got to spend your money too. What you think, babe?
I think it should be. I mean, it's just, I guess, throughout the whole world, it's known when a man asks a woman out to dinner that he pay for it. That's kind of like being the man of the relationship.
Sure,
but at the same time, it's nothing wrong with a female paying with it. But then on the other hand, too, some men feel funny when the female pay for it. It makes them feel inadequate.
Uh-huh.
And things like that. So it's according to the two people that are going out together. Women, we shouldn't flaunt it that we have a job making more than the guy, or make him feel or inadequate in any kind of way and mess with their ego. But at the same time, we shouldn't be gold diggers to the point that every time we go out, unless you have that type of relationship. Some people have relationships like that, where some females are just going out just to get dinner, have sex with the guy, make him go shop on her, spend everything on her because she feels as though she's had sex with him, so he has to pay for what he got. So it's according to your relationship. If you're talking about a healthy, meaningful relationship, you don't want to be one of those people that manipulate in the relationship. You want to be fair.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's important that you do that. And guys, I want to sum all this up and let you know, and then we'll open up for your questions or comments, that it's important that when you're in a relationship, I mean, it doesn't matter. It can be friends, it can be sisters, brothers, it can be cousins, it can be, you know, husband and wife, it can be boss and employee. You know, once you start manipulating people to bend their will to suit yours, it becomes very addictive and very hurtful. And you can use that on a continual basis, and you'll find yourself being that manipulative person using your skills or your advantages over another person to get what you want, man. And when that person finally recognizes that, number one, the damage that's done is almost irreplicable. I mean, you almost can't take that back. You almost can't fix that because they're so hurt by it. and a simple "I'm sorry, I didn't really mean it that way" is a lie. You did. You did mean to manipulate me. What you didn't mean to happen is that I found out about it, or I called you out on it. So it's a bad place to be in. Try not to ever get to that place where it's like that. Try to reconcile things within yourself and be honest, be upfront, say what you mean and mean what you say, and let your love be genuine. It's important that you do that, okay? I'm going to let my wife have some comments here, then you guys can ask any questions or comments that you want. What do you got, baby?
I think all of these signs were good signs. Some of them are comical, but we have to check our motives in a relationship. If we're looking for something that's lasting and meaningful, something with sentimental value to us, something that's a relationship that's going somewhere, when you have all those types of characteristics, you want to try to please the other person. You don't want to take advantage of them. You don't want to manipulate, which we all do it, but there's a difference in manipulating somebody and then manipulating somebody, just really just making them feel bad and just completely taking advantage of them and bringing down their self-worth and their self-esteem and things because of the manipulation. Some people can go real hard and strong with that manipulation. I've seen guys do it a lot where females play with their mind and emotions because the female is just really looking for a nice, lasting relationship, someone that'll make them feel good, appreciate them and respect them, and then it's taken advantage of in so many ways. And especially guys that are still playing in the field. Guys, I'm sorry, but I'm just going by what I see. When you're still playing in the field and you're making those manipulative suggestions because you know she's not the only one. And so you'll make her feel bad about your emotions and how you feel. And every time I'm around you, we always get in an argument about something when the whole motive is for you to get out for that night or to go and do something different, just to start an argument, to manipulate, to get out of something or whatever. So, and then sometimes females are like that too. Sometimes females are so emotionally messed up that they put pressure on men to be their everything.
Right.
Because they have not really dealt with themselves in a self-assessment type of way to see why they are the way they are. So sometimes we will put that pressure on men that they got to be everything to us, make us happy every time he's around. Man, what's wrong now? And that type of thing. So we got to do some self-assessment, ladies, to try to bring ourselves to be whole and complete ourselves so that we won't do that to men. So the power of manipulation is very strong and very key, which is a very good thing that we can use with anybody that we're in a relationship with.
Awesome, 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 awesome. I agree 100% in everything that you said. Absolutely wonderful. Listen, we got a couple more minutes left. I would love to hear from you. If there are any questions or comments, by all means, we definitely want to hear about them. I want you to go ahead and either type them in on the chat room or press 1 on your keypad. For those who might want to call in from the chat room yourself, you can call in at 516-387-1748. Again, that's 516-387-1748 for your questions or comments. Hey guys, it's been wonderful. I really, really appreciate it. I'm loving this forum. As I mentioned to you last week, I think tonight at midnight, I'm almost positive that my website will go live.
All right. It's an awesome website.
So we're looking forward to that. So by all means, after tonight, you'll be able to log into our website and be able to connect in to some other things that we'll be sharing. So our website, the website is going to be ZekeBolden.com. That's ZekeBolden.com. You'll be able to log in there. You'll be able to actually see the blog that we have and listen to these messages again. By the way, I finished my book as well. We're excited about that. So you'll get to see more information about that. I'll put on a contest here soon for people to win a copy of my book, talking about your worth and understanding and knowing your worth as a person in the relationship and just your own self-worth. Absolutely amazing, amazing, amazing. I love it. Very short book, but still, I took away the fluff and just added in all of the meat. So I'm looking forward to that. So again, any question or comment before we shut down? Just press 1 on your keyboard, keypad, and we'll try and address that. If not, guys, you can always go back and listen to this episode again. I will post it here in about 5 minutes to Facebook, and you can go back and check it out. To get the full gist of what we talked about, I would suggest that you go and listen to part 1 first and then on to part 2. Hey, guys, we love you. I appreciate you. As always, this is Truth for Tuesday, where I promise to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. But the question is, can you handle the truth? All right? Hey, I love you. God bless you. Take care.
Thanks. See you next time.
Bye-bye.